Welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are the romance scammers, who promise people relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their lives. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's first scammer, Flory, is back, and we review their past, take a look at their present, and see if there's a future. We review what the Davin's Den harem must look like, and Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick El Dorado scammer Mavis, writes Dick. So listen and enjoy.
Go to hell, bastard, and live alone.
Live alone in hell.
All in caps except for fuck, which was the first word of the sentence. That was lowercase.
Fuck you, damn it. Yes.
To which I responded, fine. Then the money will sit there, and I will get a refund in 30 to 60 days. It is sitting there right there for you. $80 American, plus, of course, the $8 to send it. All you had to do was to be a compassionate and honest woman. I guess that was too much love. I guess that was too much for you. I guess you've never loved me and it was all a scam. You got me. How does it feel to ruin lives? How does it feel to turn lives upside down? Does it make you happy inside? Are you happy that somebody got shot over you? Are you happy that a marriage is over because of you? Are you happy that two children sit in an orphanage over you? Was it all worth it? 2 months of this and you got nothing. I'm a good person who believed in love, and you obviously are not.
Fuck you!
In case there was any question about who was to be fucking themselves. Fuck you!
Fuck you!
And you. Big Pippa has connections all over the world.
I do.
Maybe I will get her out of jail, and maybe you'll get what is coming to you.
I'll get her out of jail.
Maybe people who prey on the innocent will get what is coming to them in this world, because they're always religious. Mm-hmm. If not, they will surely get in the next one. It was all there for you. The love. The money, the possibility of coming to the United States and starting a new life, but your greed got in the way. And that was months ago.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I can't believe you heard back.
That was June.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
No.
What do I see in my inbox?
I'll be goddamned.
Hi, honey, how are you doing?
Hi, honey, how are you doing?
Looking forward to hear from you, sweetheart.
I see she's been attending those English classes.
How do you know it's her? That's how you know.
That's how you know.
Either you or me, or Joe sent me something.
She would never call me a sweetheart.
Joe has turned.
It'd be asshole. Flory, I'm surprised to hear from you after this ended so badly months ago. I really don't know what to say to you other than I hope you're doing well. Because I couldn't be like overly effusive, like, oh, my baby's back.
I know.
But apparently she deleted the last messages. And then I reminded her, I guess, that this ended well and she never got the yak and drachmas. So I have not heard back. But I thought you kids would find that very interesting.
I love how they can't keep it straight.
I love how after they get nothing after wasting months with me and it ends badly, they come back. My imaginary cock is strong. my imaginary pimp hand bitch slaps these whores over Africa.
Your imaginary pimp hand. It's really amazing that she wrote back. I mean, all the shenanigans.
I am her sweetheart.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's hard to fight that. Wow.
Are you guys impressed?
Wow.
I am impressed with their lack of organization.
Now, should I reach out to her again? We talked about
absolutely.
Yes.
But I really didn't want to go down this road because she irritated me.
And she's really stupid.
Yes. How much of that can I deal with?
All day.
Every week.
Wow. That's amazing. I can't believe that. And William Tuttle, your other alter ego, is not getting any love.
No, he reached out. He reached out, and actually Agnes was online with Shy Bear.
Yeah.
And I reached out, hey, how are you? Want to chat? She doesn't respond. William Tuttle's got no game. You know why? Here's why I fucked up with that one.
Why?
Because I made the guy a Nigerian. Like, she, like, dark like that, and she knows none of those motherfuckers have money. So she probably thinks...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably thinks I'm getting scammed by a scammer. Why would she ever think that?
I don't know why they would think that. Yeah, but Mr. Dull and Ernest Scott Walker got no play with these people.
Because you don't know how to get the poontang.
I apparently don't.
You do not know how to get imaginary pussy.
I'm out of practice.
Probably coming from a man with cock.
I'm out of practice.
Now, I did put on the Davin's Den Facebook page a lovely picture, which I suggest everybody check out. It's actually of these, like, computer centers where all these motherfuckers were. You just see a bunch of fucking Africans sitting there barefoot, all huddled in like awful sardines, typing away.
I call it our harem.
Yeah.
They're my bitches. Yeah. I leave my bitches in stitches, then they come back like snitches.
Don't
scratch the itch
Please
like
don't
it's
rap.
The bear with the... Yeah, never mind.
Please don't rap. scaring me.
I used to do that in my act. Anyway.
That's why I thought I heard that.
Yeah.
No, I never did that in my act. No. So did you hear from her? What, you got something to say?
No. You got something to say to
you
me.
You got something to say? You looking at me? You got something to, I got EMT in this house. Bitch!
No, I just love how hard you were fighting at one point.
That's how you know he's private.
You know, I just love how hard you were fighting that. No, it's got to be a woman writing all this shit. And it's like, you see, you're posting the picture of all the dudes sitting there typing
away. No, but we
know
Flory was a woman.
Yeah, Flory was a woman.
And this one wants to talk to me, but she could be getting somebody.
Davin talked to her on the phone.
A lot.
A lot.
And she was an idiot every fucking time.
We used to wake her up at 4 in the morning.
No, yeah. She woke my wife up at 5 in the morning, and that was not a pleasant
day. That was not cool. Yeah, she did.
Hello, it's Flory. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's like, Flory, when you hear a female voice, hang up. Don't you know how to do this?
No.
No, apparently not.
So, Joe, have you heard from your beloved Mavis?
Yes, I have.
Yes, you have.
She wrote to me, "Hello, honey. I'm so happy I heard from you. It means so much to me, and I want to know more from you, babe. You do not know
how..." Oh, by the way, babe, I found out is one of the words they use a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, babe.
Oh. Where did you find that out from? From the group that you just contacted?
Yeah, I think from the group or something. They said, and I thought it was genuine in term of endearment.
Yeah, and it's not.
We're generic. We're all babes to them.
Oh, okay.
But you notice in the past when my girl wants to talk, when she wants to really get serious with me, she says my name. That's what differentiated her from Flory. Flory only uses my name like my mother when she's fucking pissed.
Fuck you, Davin. Yeah. Is what you're heard loud in your house a lot.
Agnes uses the name when she's like showing empathy.
I say. Oh.
I'm sorry, Joe. Go
sorry.
On.
Sorry.
You do not know how much I miss you, and I wish I can kiss you all over.
You can.
Oh, hey.
Joe's going to get some. Imagine Dick Eldorado's going to get some.
Because I poured it on the last time.
I told you. That's what you
I doing to. Good.
Now, is that you writing to her?
No.
No, that's her.
And I'm so worried about your health. How can you work with your arm having difficulties? My arm is broken with leeches on it. Honey, I think you should go to the hospital. I can't afford that.
That's real Joe.
That's real Joe.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.